Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Moed Katon Daf Chof Gimel, the final Daf of the Masechta and of Seder Moed. We're starting Perek Shlishi Halacha Ches towards the bottom of Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Ein menichim esamito barichoyv. We don't leave the nifter in the street in Chol HaMoed shelo lahargil lesehespit, not to have a lot of eulogies happening in Chol HaMoed, which violates the simcha of Chol HaMoed. Feloy shel nashim lo'ilom, woman you don't do at all. You never leave woman when a woman is deceased. You don't put her in the street. You pay a kavod because it's not respectful for woman. Nashim b'moyed me'anois avoloy metapchos. Women used to do different type of laments, and they did not do that in Chol HaMoed. We'll see later in the Gemara what is the definition of me'anois. Metapchos means to clap their hands. So they are able to do me'anois, but not metapchos. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, smuchos l'mito metapchos. The ones that are closer to the mito, they're closer to the nifter, they could do metapchos as well, clap their hands. So the Gemara kol ha'meisim kulam hu doiche b'mito ve'einor marbe ba'asokov. Doiche b'mito means he pushes the mito to go and do the burial very quickly. Ve'einor marbe ba'asokov, he doesn't do too many hespedim, too many eulogies. Alavi ve'alimoy marbe ba'asokov ve'einor doiche b'mito. By our father and mother, he does do many hespedim and he doesn't try to bury them too quickly. He may ask shas doichak, if it's time, the time is pressing, for example, in Erev Shabbos, or in Esk Shomim, where it's raining, afilo al ovi ve'alimoy, einu marbe ba'asok, where it doesn't do too many espedim, ve'doicha b'mito, and tries to hurry up the burial. And the one concludes, she called a marbe ba'asok of al ovi ve'alimoy, someone who adds many espedim, many eulogies on his father's and on his mother, is meshubach. Hakol ha'meisim einu mavdil kanesofosh. Reb Chaim brought before that there's two perushim that we're showing to understand this. We'll stick with one in this case, that we do not. He doesn't have to go and separate the border of the beget. He can make a tear without tearing out the border. But according for his father and his mother, it has to be a full tear, including the border. If you don't separate the border, if you don't tear the border, that's not really a kera. It said it's not considered to be a tear, and therefore you have to do it even for other craving, not only a father and mother. So Rabbi Yochanan polygim Rabbi Yehuda b'tartoi. Rabbi Yochanan argues Rabbi Yehuda in two different things, and the more now is going to show us how Rabbi Yochanan argues. So number one, Rabbi Yochanan shoma that Rabbi Chanina toshish. Rabbi Yochanan heard Rabbi Chanina was sick. Solik bai mevakarte. So he wanted to come and visit him. Koi yisteru as he's on his way. Shoma de domach. He heard that Rabbi Chanina passed away. Nochas Bichami went down from his donkey. He took out his good clothing, his good Shabbos clothing, Ubazin, and he tore these clothing. Now this is the first thing that Rabbi Yochanan argues in Rabbi Yehuda, because we saw in the Chof Aleph Amud Aleph that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Rebbe is only someone who's Roiv Talmudoy Mimenoi. He learned most of his Torah from him. That's the one he has to do a full tear. And here Rav Chanina wasn't a Rebbe, such a Rebbe, for Rabbi Yochanan. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan is not paskin' like Rabbi Yehuda in this case. But Rav Chaim points out that if you look there in the Chof Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan there paskin' like Rabbi Yehuda. So how can you explain here that Rabbi Yochanan did not do as he paskin'? And Rav Chaim stays with the Tzorech Iyun. Now, what's the second thing that Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rabbi Yehuda? Kai de Tanin Tamon, we learned over there, Koin Godol Poirim Milamaton Vehedyot Milamalon. A Kohen Hedyot can do a full kriya on a mace, but Kohen Gadol cannot do a full kriya. What's the difference between the kriya of the Kohen Gadol and the kriya of a Kohen Hedyot? The Kohen Gadol does a milamato, and the Hedyot milamalon. Explains the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar b'shem kihano limalo limalo mikone sofa, meaning he's tearing as well the border of the beget. Limato, limato mikone sofa. Limato means below the border. So Kohen Hedyot tears the border, and Kohen Gadol does not tear the border. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Lematon Mamush. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Lamata means in the bottom of the beget. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, kriya needs to be the top of the beget. So Kohen Hedyot does the kriya on top. Kohen Gadol does in the bottom, which is not a full kriya. The Hasid of Blazer Shem Kehano, Blazer, that says that Kohen Gadol doesn't tear the border, Kriyabiyudo. He says like Kriyabiyudo, that any tear that doesn't tear the border is not a real tear. So Kohen Gadol is not allowed to do a full tear. So therefore, if he doesn't tear the border, you don't have a full Kriya over here. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. So here's the second thing that Rabbi Yochanan argues in Kriyabiyudo. That he holds that a tear that doesn't tear the border is considered to be a Kriya, and therefore Kohen Gadol can do it. Continues the Gemara in Afchov Gimel Amud Aleph. In Kabiudo lo Yifrim kol Ikar. If he holds a Kabiudo, so why does Kohen Gadol tear at all? According to Kabiudo, there's no need to tear because tearing without the border is not a tear at all. So what's the point of the Kohen Gadol tearing without tearing the border? Says the Gemara. So my kedoyin. So what's really pshat in Ablozer? Chomer hu beKohen Gadol sheino mavdil konesofa. Meaning, referring to the avelus that you have to tear the border. Meaning avelus on a father and a mother. So we said before that there you must tear the border. The Kohen Gadol cannot tear the border for a father and mother as well. So meaning the word is changing now the explanation. Rabbi Elazar holds that a kriyo that doesn't tear the border is a kriyo. And it's good enough for other meisim, but not for a father and mother. The Kohen Gadol does that kriya, which is good enough for other meisim, for a father and mother. So it is somewhat of a kriya, but not the full one. And that's the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a regular kohen. Continues the warrant says, "Kol meisim hu shoyle le'achar shivo u'me'ache le'achar shloishim." And all the meisim after shivo, he can sew back somewhat the kera, the tear, put it together, not in a professional way. After shloishim, he can be me'ache completely. Mend the tear and bring it back to its original state. He cannot fully sew it on the father and the mother. A woman, for the covet of a isha, she needs to sew back somewhat the care of the tear immediately. She doesn't wait for after shiva. But even a woman doesn't come and does a full mend for a father and mother forever. The Gemara explains what's a ichui, a full mending of the clothing and bringing it back to its original state. Hasulom ve'akaposh. So sulom kaposh is different ways to put together clothing that has a tear, but it's not done fully. So sulom meaning looks like a ladder. He puts a few stitches that are separated from each other. And the kapash, says Reb Chaim, we talk about that he folds the beged when he mends it, so you could see that it wasn't fully mended. So therefore, these two, asulna kapash ein me'akvim, that's not considered to be fully mending the clothing, and that's not considered to be that he put the tear together. Hakol ha'meisim ein korea ela elyon bilvad. All the meisim, the tear is done only to the top beged that the ovel is wearing. But for father and mother, if he's wearing 10 clothing, he has to tear all of them. And afikorsim me'akevis. So afikorsim, Reb Chaim brings two explanations. Either we talk about the top beged, that it doesn't have to tear, like a coat, or we talk about the bottom beged, like an undershirt, undergarment, it doesn't have to tear. Hayishoina koros ela elyon bilvad. A woman tears only a top beged, because it's not mechubet for her to go and tear everything and see her body. Says Rav Shimon ben Elazar, there is a solution for a woman. She should tear the bottom beged, then turn it around, so meaning the front will be in the back, and then tear all the clothing, so you won't see the body because the bottom will cover her body. For all the meisim, he cannot have press clothing, can't have clothing that went through ironing until 30 days. Cannot wear iron clothing for 12 months. Ezo gyutz, so this we said before, what is the definition of ironing? So it has to be either wool clothing that it's new, that's the only time it's considered to be cute, and linen clothing also has to be new, but it has to also be white in order to be considered meguotz, pressed clothing. All the meisim he can't take a haircut until 30 days. That's the correct here. So, meaning he has to wait for the hair to grow so bad until his friends will tell him it's too much. So Shua Bavdumi, his mother passed away before the Moyed 8 days. We saw before that after if 8 days before the Moyed, he doesn't have Shiva or Shleshu because he had the full Shiva before, and one day of the Shleshu is good enough. Also show the Ramona. He says, now that's the mother, that's his mother, does he have to have Shloishim or not? Only kol dovah shu tolu b'shiva v'shloishim. Anything depends on shiva v'shloishim, how regal mafsik. Once you get to the regal, so it stops that you don't have that anymore. But here, growing the year by from father and mother, it's not din shloishim yoim. He has to grow long until his friends tell him to stop. So here, even though he passed 8 days before the regal, he's not allowed to shave or take a haircut for a father and mother. All the Macy doesn't have to tear and show his heart, only by the father and the mother. Meaning the reason why he has to show his heart is because now that his father or mother passed away, he doesn't have the mitzvah of kibud avim. Kibud avim depends on the heart, so he reveals the heart. All the meisim, he can't travel for business until 30 days. Prime explains over here not to do business, but the point is going on a trip, so that's more of a concept of simcha. For his father and mother, until they tell him, no, we have to go out to go for business. All the meisim is now left, now to go to a big meal, to a big seudah, until 30 days. You can't go to a big meal, to a simcha, until 12 months. But if it's a mitzvah, they're getting together for a mitzvah, meaning, for example, to go and eat Pesach, or Kiddush HaChodesh, when they did Kiddush HaChodesh, they had a group that got together. So then it's mutter even when he's in Avelus for his father and mother. Someone is sitting Shiva on his father and his mother, and he's switching his clothing. Every time he switches his clothing, he has to do another kriya. I mean, the kriya that he does on a father and mother, every single day of the Shiva, he's not allowed to mend back. Because it's considered to be, there's no difference between the first day or the other days, it's all has the same din of kriya. But Kapra says, no, only the kriya of the first day you can mend back. But the other ones, there's no isser because it's only the din on the first day that has a full din of kriya. According to this, there's another machlekes between them. The one who says that every single day of the Shiva has the same level of tier of kriya. So he has all the other days of Shiva has the same din like the first day. That means if someone is going and changing his clothing, and on the third day of Shiva, he's switching his clothing, he has to tear not only his top bag, the top clothing, he has to tear all the clothing, because it's the same thing kriya on the third day, like the first day. But the holds that you do ichui, that the din of you can't mend it is only in the first day. I mean, now the only first day has a full din of kriya, or you say shaya min tosefes. That means he considers other days not like the first day, just like additional days. So if he's wearing a few clothing and he's switching it on the other days, he has to tear only the top bagged. He doesn't have to tear each one of his clothing because it's not a din kriya on the rest of the days like the first day. So the machlek is that you consider the rest of the days like the first day, there's two nefkaminas. One is, does he have to tear all the clothing or not? And the second, is he allowed to mend the tear if it did not happen in the first day? Halacha tes zok de mishnah. Ubiroshe chadoshim bechanako ubipurim. So until now we spoke about Chol HaMoed. But days that don't have the same kedusha of Chol HaMoed, but they still have a din of simcha, like Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, me'anois u'metapchois, as we'll see in a moment, type of lamenting, u'metapchois, clapping their hands. Bezeh u'bezeh avaloi me'koinonois. And both, they cannot do koinonois, which we'll see in the Gemara, what is that? Nikvar ha'meis, once they bury the meis, loy me'anois u'loi me'tapchois. So from here on, because it's the day of simcha, you can't do any inui and you can't clap their hands. Continues the mission on the base. Ezu ha'inui. What is the inui? Shekulam oinui is ka'achas. Inui is lamenting where they're all screaming together. V'kino she'achal medaberes v'kolos kulam oinoy sachareo. Kino is when one woman is like a chaz and she screams as one thing and everybody else answers after her, which is a different type of lamenting. Shneimar v'lamenda b'noy sechem nehi v'yisharu uso kino. So Yisharu uso nehi, one woman tells the others kino. So you see from here that kino is one talking to the others. Ends the Mishnah, ends the Masechta. Avlaosid lovoy ma'uhimer bilo hamovis lanetzach umochos shem elokim dimu me'al kolponim. So the Mishnah ends, as the Korban Ha'idah and Pnei Moshe say, the Mishnah that ends the Seder, ends the Dover Toiv, and says, all this Avelus is something which is now, but lasid lavoy, because Bohu will take away all the cry and all the tears, and there won't be any more sadness in the world. So look at the Gemara. Tam chun bar yiloi domach b'chanukoso. He was nifter in Chanukah. Rav Doiso domach b'rishach odenison. Rav Doiso was nifter on Shchodesh Nisan. Avdin lei ivroyar. So they did the seuda, which is called seudas havro, meaning they did some minig of avelus. Savrin meirim in dain to the rabbanon. They thought that they asked rabbanon. Ubatakun veishtakun deloy min dain to the rabbanon. They asked and found out that they didn't ask rabbanon their opinion if to do it or not. Rav Chaim brings over your Mechlekes Rishayim, is the pshat that we don't pass Kan Halacha this way? That's what it means, didn't ask Rabbanon? Or no, that is the Halacha, just so happened to be, didn't ask the Rabbanon. And the Mefkamir Lamai said, do you do Suda Savra on these days, especially, do you do Suda Savra on Chol HaMoed? So Mechlekes Rishayim, do you do it or not? Rav Kruspoi, Domach Bevoyado, he was Nifter Chol HaMoed, the Avdun Lei Ivrayo. So they did for him Suda Savra. Savon Meimim, he died to the Ravami. They asked Ravami's permission. Did not ask Ravami's opinion about it. And again, the same chlekes, do we pass in this way or not? Rav Chalbura Bobar Zavdo B'Shem Rav. Afilu L'shol. This goes back to the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah says that you don't put a woman in the street. So he says, even L'shol, even for a short amount of time. Mina Do, I don't even know that, because it says in the Pasuk, V'tomet Shom Miriam V'tikov Shom. She died, and he really, right away, they buried her. They didn't mash him, Miriam. They didn't put her aside for even a little bit. This goes back to the Mishnah. We said there's no mekaydinos, one saying and everybody else answering. So he said, but by Rabbanon we see they do anyin b'dibur, the one speaks and others answer. Even if one says something and some other answer, they're just going to do the kino, but they won't come to a hespet. So from here you see the main problem of the kino, of lamenting, is to come to a eulogy. You cannot come to a eulogy. That's the main issue of the avelus. So you don't bring the flutes that they used to use in Beis Ovel. Why? Because it has to do with hespet, and you don't do hespet in Chol HaMoed. And to the place of a mishteh. So even though it's a little more of a tircha, we'd still bring the flutes to the place of simcha, and because in Chol HaMoed you have to be besimcha, so you could do tircha for the inyan of simcha. And the pashto, this is also a good way to end Maseches Moed Katan with something with happiness. We don't do inyan avelus, but we are busy with inyan simcha. With this we conclude Maseches Moed Katan and the entire Seder Moed of the Yerushalmi. B'siyato d'ishmayu v'schus ha-rabim. B'ezer Hashem, everybody who is Messiah should have a tremendous mazal tov, and we should have the koiches to continue on and learn the entire Yerushalmi kor l'shas kuloi. Mazal tov, mazal tov. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Moed Katan, Dav Chof Gimel.